Jesus said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen." Today, before I came to the church, I checked the weather report. And it is said we are going to expect more freezing rain. A round of heavy rainfall is expected tonight. The rainfall may come at times with amounts likely in the 20 to 25 millimeter range. Yes, probably we can understand the amount of rainfall between 20 to 25 mm, and we can probably also understand the snowfall like 5 centimeter or 10 centimeter. But I ask you, a few days ago, if you were told we are going to have approximately about 20 milligrams of ice, do you understand? I didn't. Ice, not snow, not rainfall, but ice accumulation. It is often different from what we hear in the ear and we understand in the mind until the moment we can see it, we can feel it, and now we feel like, oh, this is the 20 mm ice accumulation. It is the same as Jesus told his followers, told his disciples long, long times ago, the way he is going to die, the way he is going to rise again. However, it seems to me that when the saints really came into being, the disciples and their friends, they just conveniently forgot what really happened. Let us just look at the gospel today. What actually happened before Jesus' appearance within the apostles and their companies? Actually, one verse before, that will be verse 35. It is written, "Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." They referred to the two disciples. They went to a village called Emmaus, a small village away from Jerusalem. They were away. They were really, really low in their emotion. They were sort of despaired concerning what happened in a few days before. What day is that? In this exact chapter, Luke 24, the first verse, we were told it was the first day of the week. It was the first Resurrection Sunday. Lots of things happened during the same day. At early dawn, the women found Jesus' tomb was empty. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women. And they told the apostles what they saw at the empty tomb. but very few believed. And then Peter and John, they went to the empty tomb. And Peter ran into the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen clothes all laying there by themselves. Later that day, the same day, the two disciples went on the road to Emmaus. And when they walked on, they bumped into another man. They went away together. They didn't recognize this man was Jesus at all until the moment, much later, when this man was sitting at a table with them. He took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and then they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Now, we can understand when Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Do you remember just a few weeks ago when we heard the scriptures concerning the doubting Thomas? St. John put the very details in his gospel. The apostles and the disciples and their companions, they were afraid of the Jews, so they shut the door while they were gathering in the room. The door was completely shut. How come the apostles and their companions, they still believed not after seeing and hearing so much about the risen Christ? Let's just review the timeline again. They spoke to one another of their master inside of this room. They discussed the empty tomb, the angelical vision seen by the women, the actual detail of what Peter saw inside the empty room. And furthermore, they were just listening to the details of the two disciples came back from the village of Emmaus, how Jesus himself revealed to them. Don't forget, even these two disciples were with the apostles. All of them were startled and terrified. Why is that? Remember the scripture we just heard? In the village of Emmaus, the two disciples recognized Jesus, and then, just in front of their very sight, Jesus vanished. And when they were talking among the disciples, it was within a room with the familiar faces, and all of a sudden, this man, Jesus, were in the middle of them and saying, "Peace be with you." Oh, no wonder they thought he is a ghost. They were truly terrified. One thing we have to ponder. The door was closed. How did Jesus come in? They didn't hear any knock knock. No one opened the actual door for Jesus. Just all of a sudden, he appeared. Is it a magic? What happened? Indeed, we learn most things through our experience, through our sense, through our reason. God never detests any physical things. It is through the physical things, Jesus' birth, Jesus' resurrection came into being. They were 100% supernatural, fulfilling all the prophets and the scriptures. However, it is through 100% physical material that we are sure it is true. This is the very reason St. John again and again emphasizes that this Jesus was from the beginning. This Jesus was what we have heard, what we have seen with our own eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our own hands concerning the word of life. However, even though it is something we can see, it is tangible, it requires faith, a big leap of faith to understand all of them, because all of these are beyond our understanding. When we talk about the resurrected body, how it can pass the wall, how it can pass the door, we cannot understand it. How come the minute ago we thought this resurrected body was still in a village far away from Jerusalem, and the next second this resurrected body was within us? We don't understand it all. For this very reason, Jesus said to the disciples, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I, myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." Remember, St. John says, when Jesus came into the midst of them, Jesus showed his very hands and his side, showed his wounds to them. This is the very signs to reveal who he really is. And then, when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were still disbelieving and still wondering. "Oh, how come?" Jesus said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" Was Jesus hungry? Yes, probably. However, I also believe there's some other reason why Jesus asked this question. Because when the disciples gave him a piece of broiled fish, Jesus took it and ate it in their presence. This is another sign, a concrete evidence to show them that this body is not a ghost. And through this, we can better understand what the scriptures told us way before. In some someday, when we are in the heaven, we're going to a big, big banquet. At this great feast, we're going to eat. It's not a parable. It's not a metaphor. But physically, literally, we're going to eat. Yum, yum. Yes, with this resurrected body, we are going to shake hands. We are able to hug each other, and we are going to do a lot of things only with the real body can enjoy. Even though we do not understand how this works, but at that time, we will know. Now, my brothers and sisters, I invite you to dig more. To dig more about our faith. Christianity is essentially spiritual. Don't you agree? The nature is spiritual. Its aim is spiritual. And the ultimate means to reach the goal is spiritual. It is through faith. Therefore, faith is spiritual, is the key to understand all these things that is beyond our capacity of understanding. Even though it is often different or even contrary to what we can understand. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. It is through faith we can believe what this physical world cannot hold. Let's find out how Jesus revealed himself to his followers. It is through certain physical movements and through certain, let's put it in this way, liturgical movements. In verse 30, when Jesus was sat at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Sounds familiar to you? I will read again. He took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Yes, it is indeed familiar. This is exactly what Father Leonard is doing every week, what the priests are doing every week. This is the Lord's table. It is through the physical bread and the wine that we can encounter the Lord himself. We can literally see it. We can smell it. We can touch it. And we can hear it when the bread is broken. And finally, we can taste it. And then our eyes are opened. And then we recognize Jesus. Is it interesting? Through the whole walk, Jesus was with the two disciples. Jesus talked about the scriptures from the law of Moses to Psalm to all the prophets to them. That is all the scriptures, because at that time there was no New Testament. These were the actual category of the Old Testament. Jesus interprets the Bible to the disciples, and still they did not recognize him. And then, when Jesus came into these 11 apostles and with their companions, He also said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. "It is through the word and sacrament that the full Jesus Christ is revealed to us. Not one of it, not either one of it, but both of it, word and sacrament." Today, are we recognizing the full Jesus Christ in our life? Are we diligently reading the Bible? We as the Anglicans, we have this precious, precious treasure. The prayer book, the form of liturgy, word and the sacrament. It is not either one of it, but both and. Are we try our best? Come to the Lord's table as oft as we can. Yes, you are here. That's the evidence. It takes huge faith to come, especially in weather like today. Don't you agree? Whether you walked here or you drove here, it really takes some faith. However, I would say it requires some even more faith to exercise our faith in our daily life. The Lord is risen indeed. The scriptures is not dead. It's not lifeless. It is incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.